Morning After with Nick and Big J. Honor and privilege to welcome into the studio from HGTV, the Boise Boys. How are you guys? It is good to see you.
Doing great.
We are running with our hair on fire.
Right? It is that time of year. Season 2 is now on HGTV, and I imagine that's got to feel pretty good from your perspective of the show getting picked up for season number 2, yes?
Yeah, it's nice to have most of the season 2 houses done. Luke and I, we're still running, trying to get a few done.
Unfortunately, yeah, we still have, we're finishing up two this week, and then two more here soon, so it's crazy to think we're actually still working on the episodes for season 2 as it's airing.
Right.
Yeah, it's stressful.
Very stressful. When did the idea come about for you guys? You're like, okay, let's do a TV show. How did that happen?
It never came. I mean, it was crazy how it worked out. Luke's really good on social media, as you all probably know. I mean, you see all the pictures and everything. So,
and handsome.
Yeah.
Helps.
Well, you got us confused.
That happens to us all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
No, but he was posting some, you know, just Luke and I were working together. We actually had day jobs at the time. And so we were kind of tag teaming, working on some houses. Luke was posting some pictures and some information about what we were doing, trying to build a brand. You know, we wanted to turn it into a business. But unbeknownst to us, HGTV had put out the word that they were looking for an odd couple. And also they were looking for folks in the Pacific Northwest. So
that weren't married.
Yeah.
They have a lot of couples.
So we at least checked one of those boxes.
And you guys have been on ever since, and the show has taken off. Obviously, the popularity of the housing market here in Boise is incredible. And I imagine, do you find that as when you're talking to people from other parts of the country, maybe they don't realize what a boom that this particular city has been in the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's actually pretty crazy. You know, for the most part, whenever we travel or go different places, people are always saying, oh, Boise, you know, all they think about is, you know, potatoes and a blue football field. And that was basically, you know, the brand. That's all anyone really knows about Boise. A lot of people still think it's, you know, in the Midwest. And so it's been a...
You're in Iowa?
Yeah, Iowa.
It's been pretty fun because obviously we love Boise. We love our hometown. I've grown up here my whole life and, you know, I've known you, Jeremy, forever since junior high days. And so it's an amazing town.
Jeremy, we should have lunch one day.
Yeah, let's do that. I have some stories.
Just me and you.
Dude, I was wondering if you have stories because I have a horrible... long-term memory.
Yeah, a convenient, horrible memory, I'll add.
Yeah, we had good times and bad times, Luke.
Just give me one story, because I can't remember.
Let's see, there was a time when everybody at football practice were made to carry me off the field, uh-huh. And you just were shaking your head. You did not want to be part of that. Which
you didn't want to lift up Big J, Luke?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
up with that?
I know.
I don't blame it.
You know, I'm not the strongest guy.
I think it was more to it than that.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. But, you know, it's crazy, though, too, to think about as we're, you know, from Boise and watching the show and huge fans of HGTV anyways, and seeing some of these neighborhoods like the North End and places that we grew up, you know, running around and seeing these homes now being renovated by you guys, it's kind of crazy and wacky.
It's really a special thing, I think. I mean, because I grew up, you know, on 23rd Street down in the North End, and so it is weird when you see it on camera, you know, you see it on the show, it's just like, wow, that's crazy. That's where, you know, where I grew up. And seeing these old houses, you know, Clint and I really found some gems this season, like, you know, the episode from last week where it was actually a triplex and we turned it back into a single family home. You know, it's just so cool to take what, you know, had through the years just kind of become just a rental where people are in and out of it all the time to coming back to a beautiful brand new home that a family could really enjoy. It's a cool thing.
You know, it's crazy, too. There's a friend of mine from Texas who has another friend who asked me to just talk to him a little bit about, you know, help him figure out where they were going to live when they move here. The husband got hired by a tech company. And they're looking for houses, and it doesn't compute. For instance, Luke and I did a 900-square-foot house, three-bedroom, two-bath, for $400,000. And that just to them, I mean, they could get, you know, you could get a mansion in Texas for that.
Sure.
And I try to explain to them, you know, that this is not the word has been out for long before Luke and I started this. And when people in the Bay Area can sell a 3-2 for over $1 million, come out here and spend $400,000 for one and pocket the rest of the money and take a $50 flight, you know, transporting back, going back and forth.
Right?
You do the math. It's we're in a unique place, and honestly, it's kind of a cool nexus right now because there's Boise's just a great place to live. And, you know, my wife and I, when we moved here, we before, you know, we met Luke, we thought, wow, this is really a hidden gem, and we were fortunate to find it.
Yeah, Luke and Clint, they're joining us, the Boise Boys. You can check out new episodes Wednesdays on HGTV Season 2. It is airing now. You guys have been in business and doing what you've done since 2015, so you've been around a while doing this before you were on the television show. As the market has gotten crazy, has it become more difficult for you to find houses to flip because they're gone on the market after 2-3 days? Doesn't matter what condition they're in.
Seriously.
It really has been, and you know, we've got some marketing strategies that we do to try to, you know, find off-market deals, but it's just getting harder and harder to find. And really, for us, more than anything, I mean, we want to find unique houses that we can really tell a story for the show, because for us, it's, you know, it's, we really want to do a great job on the episodes as well. And so, thankfully, the show has brought us some opportunities. And if anyone has an ugly house out there that has a great story that they want to get rid of, we're always looking. And we love our city, and we hope to continue to do it here in Boise. But if it comes down to it, I mean, Nampa and Caldwell are also available.
Well, you know, there's
Middleton,
kind of
maybe Middleton.
Sure.
You know, we it's funny the way the seasons work, and they, and when HG comes back, they could say, "Hey, we need 4 more houses right now," or we you know, they say, "Well, we'll start up again in February." But either way, we're always looking for houses. So I'm going to reiterate what Luke said. If someone has a home that needs a little love, and it doesn't have to be a huge, you know, Luke and I, when you see the show, it seems like they're massive undertakings.
They are.
But we like everything. We like everything. If we can make a good story for the show, then we're in.
How was it adjusting to the way you would normally do your guys' job and you know, renovating these houses and then doing a TV show while renovating houses? What was that process like? Because it's got to be completely different from the way you would normally do things.
It definitely was and is, because obviously, you know, it's not something that we were, you know, we had no idea. We couldn't call up Chip and Joanna and be like, "Hey, well, how does this work? You know, what do you, you know, how do you do your schedule and your family life and everything else?" And so the reality of it is, we actually do the work. I mean, designing the houses, constructing the houses, dealing with all the financials. I mean, Clint and I are running nonstop to run this business, you know, which is Timber and Love here in Boise. And then beyond that, to have camera crew show up and be like, "Hey, we need to get, you know, this B-roll and do these shots." And there's, you know, this whole, it's a scheduling nightmare. And thankfully, you know, we've got people who can kind of organize this stuff and help through it. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're basically doing multiple jobs now.
Yeah, it has to be incredible. And then, you know, the transition of not just doing your jobs, but also being television personalities is another thing altogether. Another schedule that you have to keep and make sure you're promoting the show and doing what needs to be done to do goofy radio interviews like this to make sure it all works out for you is probably a whole other pain
in the
butt,
I mean,
right?
Just a couple days ago, we were in Philly. We flew out one day, did a Comcast appearance, and with kind of a joint thing with HGTV, and then we were back the next day. So it's we definitely have to fit all that in. You know, we do some home shows throughout the country. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, but the cool thing too is that it both gives you guys opportunities to have a platform too, because, you know, Luke, I mean, you were just you know, the word about, you know, the special needs and your adoption has become a huge deal, and that's a great thing to show other people the kind of, you know, way that you walk in life.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, honestly, that is. For my wife and I, you know, that's something we would love to be a voice for. And, you know, we're just regular people like everyone else, but just letting them people know that, you know, anybody can show love. You know, you don't have to adopt someone from across the world to do that. There's people right there in your neighborhood and old folks' homes and everywhere else where, you know, people need to be loved. And we really, you know, that's why the name of our company is Timber and Love. Clint and I really want to do that. You know, we want to be able to show love in our lives and through our company. And are we perfect at it? No, by no means. But thankfully, we have an amazing team. And I think at the end of the day, that is how we're able to get all this done. We've got amazing wives and families and amazing staff around us to really continue to be able to move forward. And so we're grateful.
And I like the way Luke puts it. You know, every little kiddo does really deserve a loving home.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the one thing that resonates through the show, whether you're watching just for the houses or for the personalities. Family and your local ties to the community certainly shine through in every house that you guys do and every house that you renovate. And I imagine that's probably, is it becoming more and more difficult to get unique and creative with stuff like that? Or do you have some stuff in the hopper that you're ready to go for the houses that become available?
Oh, we've got a hopper, all right. Luke is a shopping fool. I mean, we've got a warehouse full of stuff. For his, you know, and Luke's motto is, "I don't know what house this is going in, but it's going to be cool somewhere." So we got to
eventually.
We got to buy it now.
I like watching for the bathtubs.
Yeah,
season 1 especially. you had some cool bathtubs.
There's some cool bathtubs. Yeah. That's right. We did the.
I think it's because of your fetish.
I do like baths.
Bath fetish.
I took a bath this morning.
Oh man, it's great. That's probably
there's
why.
No grown man should ever be sitting in a tepid pool of water.
What?
I say it's Big J Broth when he takes a bath. That's all they all.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Get in there.
There's soap in there.
Turn the pressure up on that shower. Blow yourself off like an animal and get out of the shower.
It's good stuff, guys. Yeah. Always good to see you. Thank you very much for making time. Make sure you watch new episodes on HGTV. You can check it out. And always good to see you. Thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Check your local listings.
Absolutely. Every Wednesday night.
Traffic. Now they're friends of the show, Big J. Now we have the big morning after Boise Boys crossover episode where we have them on the radio show and then you sell your house and they get you into something nice.
Just now, like how about this? How about they redesign the studio?
They said it was one of the nicer studios they've been in. I'm not sure where they've been.
I know some of the places they've been in, and yeah, it is nicer, but still.
Yeah, it'd be nice to give it a little bit of Timber and Love flavor in here, wouldn't it? On the way,
we need a bathtub right in here.
No bathtubs, no plumbing in here. That's just begging for problems for sure.